Let me introduce one of my favourite intimacy brands, Bloom Stories. They offer spicy audio stories, guides, and audiobooks for more satisfying me time. I love the depth of their catalogue, over 1,000 fantasies for every mood, with new content released on Fridays. If you like my work, this is definitely for you. Go to bloomstories.com, listen to free episodes, and when you're ready to unlock more, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is Glory, written by Cara Therone, read by Tabitha Rain. The plywood floor was surprisingly clean. Something about that increased Tess's certainty about coming to this particular establishment. She slipped out of her jeans, pushed her panties down her legs, and pulled off her tank top. She folded it all up and sat on the metal folding chair near the door. She didn't even have to reach to touch each side, giving just enough space for her to turn around comfortably. Doing just that, she tried to decide where she wanted to be. The room had three panelled walls, with the fourth side she'd entered in. Two walls had holes big enough for just a cock to enter, but the third was much larger. "Face up or face down," she read out from the placard above the hole. Tess glanced at each and drew in a breath. Her eyes looked at one of the smaller holes, but the bigger one kept pulling her back. She followed her instinct and moved to the bigger hole. Face down, ass up is a ticket. It was also her favourite position. She slipped her legs in, sliding over the padded seat until she was far enough in to turn on her stomach. It was surprisingly comfortable, allowing her feet to touch the ground and her breasts to sit along the other edge. The sound of footsteps approaching outside the room reached her ears. A short rap on the door, and then a cock popped through the hole opposite her. It was thick and just long enough she could grasp it with ease. Another slipped in to her left, long with a fat head. Tess reached to her left and caressed the head, then took the shaft into her hand. A soft groan filtered through the panelling, and for a moment she contemplated taking the stranger into her mouth. Not yet. Instead, she took her hand back and spit in it, allowing her to glide more easily down the shaft and pull the cock closer. Stretching across, she grasped the other cock and stroked it as well. Setting a pattern, she worked each cock. She wanted them to come. She wanted it desperately and felt the tells of their bodies as they inched closer by her hand. It was a grip on her hips that slowed her pace. It was a cock slipping into her cunt that halted it entirely. This stranger was eager, fucking her forward so her thighs butt against the wooden ledge she rested on. She was pulled back on the cock as it thrust deeper. God, it felt good. Tess arched her back and opened her thighs. The cock to her left grew impatient, thrusting into her loosely curled fingers. She closed both her fists and went back to jerking off the other men. After a few minutes, the man in front of her pushed forward, his cock growing in her hand before he spurted cum. It splattered on the plywood with a wet splash. Releasing him, Tess waited for another hard cock to pop through the hole. Fuck. She gripped the cock in her left hand and braced with her right as the man fucking her picked up his pace. Leaning over, Tess brought the cock on her left to her mouth and sucked at the fat head. She swirled her tongue, darting in the slit while she fisted the shaft with her hand, nice and wet, like her cunt. She made a perfect hole to fuck. If the throb of his shaft was any indication, he'd be coming any second. She kept sucking at the head until she felt the swell of his cock. Letting up, she watched as he too shot cum across the floor. This one nearly hit the door opposite. She was sad she couldn't take that load down. Bracing again, the man fucking her distracted her from the two new cocks appearing at each hole. Tess moaned, closing her eyes as hard fingers dug into her hips. She could hear the slap of their skin, the wet squelch of her cunt and the soft grunts he made behind her. Not seeing him heightened her pleasure to the max. backs. Tess felt the slight swell of his cock and came right when he pulled out and warmth covered her low back. She felt something run across her ass and she knew he'd smeared cum on her. She could do nothing except cry out as her body clenched around nothing. Once she caught her breath, she looked up and licked her lips. Next! Those new cocks stood at attention through the holes, just waiting for her to act. Another cock brushed between her labia and slid home as she reached out. If you liked that, you should check out more of Cara's amazing work at www.caratherone.com. That's CaraTherone.com. More of me at TabithaRain.com or find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.